President of Palestine Unity Government Mahmoud Abbas has met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in an attempt to push for a ceasefire in Gaza after the Israeli-Palestinian talks broke down last week. Abbas arrived in Cairo on Friday, but before that, he met with Hamas political chief Khaled Mashal in Doha to discuss new plans to end Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip and to prevent a possible war of attrition.
I believe that Mahmoud Abbas's visit is a good step to put more pressure on the Israeli side to stop the killing and accept the Palestinians' demands. These attempts to put an end to the saga also apply pressure on the international community to take action.
Violence flared up again this week following the collapse of peace talks, as Israel pulled its delegation from Cairo, blaming Hamas for the breakdown. However, a Hamas spokesperson explained that Israel was refusing the basic rights of the Palestinian people, such as living freely, without occupation, and the seven-year blockade of Gaza.
The Cairo talks have now stopped because of the Israelis' refusal to meet the fair and just demands of the resistance. Palestinians have one land and our voice is unified. We refuse to veto any of our requests.
With nearly 2,100 Palestinians, the majority of them civilians, killed in the Israeli attacks, and the majority of the infrastructures, including Gaza's only power plant and over 10,000 homes destroyed, Hamas says it would not give up the resistance until Tel Aviv adheres to demands that would allow people of Gaza to live in freedom and dignity. Although little has been revealed about the current talks between Abbas and Sisi, the PLO and Hamas said that he is there presenting the unified Palestinian demands. However, as long as the Israelis refuse to go back to the negotiating table or adhere to Hamas's demands, they say there is unlikely to be a durable peace. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.